This is Passport to Texas. Chandler River Park on the Neches River is a model for public-private partnerships that provide free public access to our state's rivers, which can sometimes be hard to find.
It's certainly going to be the model that I'm going to use in the future.
Beginning in 2012, Richard Ott, an inland fisheries biologist based in Tyler, worked with a diverse group of public and private organizations to lease and develop the site.
It was completed in 2013. We then were able to get some additional grants to improve the boat ramp on the south side of the bridge. And then in 2016, with another grant, we were able to put in a kayak launch. So we've also got that as one of our paddling trail locations. So it's a really multifunctional location.
East Texas Woods and Water paid for the site's 20-year lease, says Ott, and TxDOT created safe parking and road improvements. Texas Parks and Wildlife developed sites based on angler input.
This was a location that traditionally anglers had concentrated and fished on the banks on all four sides of the bridge. And once we located where the anglers and the fish interfaced, we knew that was where we wanted to develop these access sites.
Find out where Texas Parks and Wildlife has agreements with landowners that allow public fishing and boating access through private property on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. We'll be right back.